When we first met, you were 53 and not yet retired from plowing. Still, your itch to get out was stronger than the bite of briars or holly and the 2-for-1 gloves strong enough. Called in from the garden, you sank into the sofa, a green velour piece that needed no breaking in. Steeped as it was in smoke and grit, you immediately felt at home. Beside your son, stoicism failed. You experienced his joy and purpose as one, loving me like it was 1969, back when pastels were for babies and also for everyone else. Once held, I met your gaze, hoping to uncover something borrowed, myself, reflected in your blue, and found proof that eye color can skip a generation or two. My other inheritances include your quietude and conversation, how you walked the periphery of the pool before jumping in good humor to ripple the room, your special consideration of lilies and Queen Anne's lace, how you saw her in everything that she would have loved and each time fell to pieces, your indelible softness, how you mellowed with age, they say, like jello or a plum in the sun, a prune, wrinkled, yes, but stronger for it. When we last met, you were 73 and not yet retired from plowing.